So therefore, we said very, maybe very simple, that it, since Rabba holds that Rishus be Israel, that would make a problem that it's ain't a Rishus, so according to Rav Hamnuna. So therefore, the fact that it's also Gidav Avaida proves that it's that Rab that Takva Kohen and we'll see about some yada. That's how we learned yesterday. Rego Achas. It was so fast that no one caught it.
Maybe it's not fair to say that, I understand, because I was missed yesterday. So
okay, I was just saying that the underpinning machlokes between Rahava and Rav Hamnuna is whether or not it's Brishus Yisrael or Brishus Kayeng. That seems to be how that everything seems to revolve around that. So Rav Hamnuna that holds that Brishus Yisrael is just Kohen, therefore he could say it's also Begiza Vaveda because there's no chisern of Ena Brishuso. And therefore he could also have Takva Kohen, Emil Simil Samiyada, because Brishus Kohen. Rabba, on the other hand, holds that it's Brishus Yisrael. He's going to hold the Takva Kohen, Emil Simil Samiyada. And how do you get Isser Giza Vavaida? That's because he holds that Tusha Bamiyana Hashaini.
Okay. One second, but wouldn't that mean that according to neither person, it's similar to our case of Shnai Meichsen?
I don't know Shnai Meichsen. I'm talking about Susa.
Amnuna
is saying that the Shaila of Shnai Meichsen and the Susa was, is there a chisarin of Eina Brishuso? So the Rav Hamnuna is bringing a raya, according to this chat, that there is no chisarin of Eina Brishuso, because you see that there's no chisarin of Eina Brishuso by the Giza Vavaida. In other words, just like over there, that is a very simple right. Since Rav Hamnuna holds that Giza Vavaida should also have a chisarin of Eina Brishuso, in order to get an Isser Giza Vavaida, it has to be Brishuso. You see, there's no chisarin by Giza Vavaida, which is because because Takva Kohen Emel Simel Samiyado, because the Kohen is somewhat considered a Muxik, even though he's not holding, but he still somehow or another has some kayach in it, so that if he grabs it, he's considered a muksik. So likewise, on that day, if there'll be the kedusha will be chow, because it's not called ainu b'shuso, it's probably a kal v'chomer. Madach by bechor, where the Israel's holding it, there's no chisar of ainu b'shuso. So shorty, by the case where no one's holding it, there's surely no chisarn of Eina Brishuso. So that Rav Hamnuna has a very good raya to that base.
Didn't we have a suffix according to Rashi about Shasak Vacha Tzavach? Was there a suffix going on there that the Gemara was trying to answer about the din of Shasak Vacha Tzavach when it comes to Hektish?
I do not know. The Gemara had a shaita by Tawis was by Shasa Vakak Sava.
Is that a Shaila by Hektish?
That's a Shaila by Hektish. But again, the Shaila is not by, is when it's Shasa Vakak Sava when you were Maktish and the other guy was Shasa Vakak Sava. So, but the whole Shaila, the Gemara's Shaila, where it says that the Shaila revolves around that maybe the Hegdish can't be Chow because it's Ein of Rishuso.
So two different Shailas. I'm just going slow. Were that two different Shailas or one Shaila?
The Gemara says that the Shaila is to the Ein of Rishuso. That's the Gemara. The Gemara is a little funny why they say that's the Shaila. Taifin says the Shaila is something else. But the simple reading of the Gemara's Shaila was that maybe there's no hektish because it's Ein of Rishuso.
meaning on the tzad imitzi misad biyadai. That means that we're saying that we hold that shtika is koyda in the case of hektish, and now the shayla is b'shus or not. That's what it means on the tzad of imitzi biyadai.
Maybe I don't know whether it's shtika or not, but yes, something the shayla was the reason why hektish shouldn't be chal. The Gemara said because it ain't a b'shus. Otherwise, seems the Gemara would hold that hektish would be chal. This is a suffix although, whatever it is. Suffix although would make allow the hektish to be chow. I don't even know if you needed the although to make the hektish chow, but for sure, with the suffix although, the hektish should be chow. So the Gemara Shaila is the hektish not, the tzad that the hektish would not be chow was only because it's ain't a reshus. So Rav Hamnuna is a beautiful raya because Rav Hamnuna holds that the problem of Einu Bershuzo would apply to Bechor also, because Bechor also, even though it's Kusha Bomi Aleha, but it's somehow working through, it's coming through the mama is making the Isser, so if there's an Einu Bershuzo, you wouldn't get the Isser. And Memeda, if I see that Bechor doesn't have the problem of Einu Bershuzo, even though that by Bechor Mamashi Israel is holding it, so it's a Kavah Chomer.
No, so I understand. Hanuna
definitely has a good shot at the Abaya. There's no problem how he pushes it to the Abaya.
I said, but is Rabbi Hanuna answering the Shaila, Lagabi Shtika, Shasak Vachatov, Lagabi Hektish? Is that answering the Shaila? Because that side is close. It's Emetzi, Avahaha, Emetzi, and Nisan Miyadai. According to Rav Nuna, are we answering that shayla?
Shayla was as ain't over a shuso, but the Gemara says anafav amanavish.
Al tashtika part.
The Gemara doesn't ask al tashtika part. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara says anafav amanavish.
Rashi says there is that shayla.
I'm not doing taisis. I'm doing Gemara.
And Rashi doing Gemara.
Rashi doesn't learn like taisis, pashtus.
We don't know that. I thought Rebbe said we don't know that. That's what I thought Rebbe said.
So I'm assuming not so. The Gemara says, in Tim say Lamar, I talk about being a same else for Yado. It did you talk about Mo. Kinamar Mar, and also you must have had your dummy on the talk with dummy. Oh, Dilma, Hasha, and I mean, I'll talk like Siv, Ishti, Akish, Base, or Kodish. So the Gemara seems to say, Kipshuto. Typhus is Shvir in this regard. But the Gemara seems to say, Kipshuto. That the tzad that it's no good is not because it's not a hold up. That's not what the Gemara says. Rather, the tzad that it's no good because it's a chisarin of Eina Brishuso. That's Pashat reading of the Gemara. So if we are correct that Rav Hamnuna holds that there's a chisarin of Eina Brishuso by Bechor, which is L'chayra Mukhrach from Rashi, because the fact that Rashi has Rabbah speaking out that there is no chisarin of Eino Brishuso implies that Rav Hamnuna held it would be, right? Because Rashi says, Divrei Amaskyo Eimenacha, he says, Avogami Misusa, Te'ek Dusha Bami Anel, and then Piv Eimenacha, Dafim Tim Salam, or Tuk Mimli Yadno. So Rabba is saying that the reason why Misusa doesn't work is because Eina Brishuso. Rav Hamnuna, who was arguing with Rabba, was proving that you don't have the problem of Eina Brishuso from Bechor. So you have to say, I think that's Mukhlok in Rashi, that Rav Hamnuna was held that the problem of Eino Brishuso should apply to Bechor too. If it doesn't, that shows not that the lumdus doesn't apply, that the fact that you're this darga of not of holding it is not called Eino Brishuso. There's different levels of Eino Brishuso. When it's not a physical holding, that could be called Eino Brishuso. When someone else is holding, it could be called Eino Brishuso. When someone else has a very, very strong muksik, it could be strong Eina Brishuso. So Rav Hamnuna is bringing away, we're learning around the Gemara, Rav Hamnuna is bringing a raya from Sotvek Bechor, that even when you're not holding it, and even when the Yisrael is holding it, it's still, there's no chisarin of Eina Brishuso, because as long as if I can grab it, I become the muktzik. That means that I have some kayach in it even now. So that's not called ain brishus. So I have some kayach.
But Rebbe kept instelling on the fact that shasak v'chasavach, it looks like that we all automatically say it's the kayans, right? Then Rebbe kept on asking that maybe it's from the shtika. If you hold shasak v'chasavach, right, or automatically somehow gives it over to the kayan. That's why we say emtzi miyadai. So it's not really in that case when I don't even have to grab it because it's shasak v'chasavach.
But you see from Rashi in Rabbah, that Rashi answered that. Rashi explains that the only reason why does Rabbah say that shasak v'chasavach doesn't work and we'll see him emtzi miyadai? Because now he doesn't say because Rabbah holds it's not a good holdah. He says because Yisrael is muksik, which means that Bain Rabbah, Bain Rav Hamnuna agree that Shazav Akak Savach is a Savek holdah. And what you do with a Savek holdah is you leave it by the muksik. And the machlokes Rabbah and Rav Hamnuna is who's the muksik. I wouldn't have said that without Rashi. You're right. Without Rashi, I would have said that the machlokes Rabbah and Rav Hamnuna is it a holdah or is it not a holdah? But Rashi pretty clearly says, there's a lot of interesting things in Rashi. Rashi pretty clearly says that the machlokes Rabbah and Rav Hamnuna is that everybody agrees that it's a suffolk holdah. And the machlokes now is who's considered the muksik. Rav Hamnuna holds that once the Kohen grabs it, the Kohen is considered the muksik. And Rabbah holds that even when the Kohen grabs it, the Israel is still considered the muksik. Because Stama Becheskes Yisrael.
Okay, I think what he's saying, if I may try, is that at the end of the day, according to Rav Hamnuna, if you go back to Reb Zera's Suffolk of Takfa Motzin or Ein Motzin, the halacha would be Ein Motzin, not because we have a Suffolk on the Hodah. We don't care about that it's a Suffolk on the Hodah. Ein Motzin, because now the second guy is considered a Muksik.
No, the second guy is only would be considered a Muksik. If there's a shasak v'achak tzavach, you can't be considered a muktzik.
Right. In a case of a shasak v'achak tzavach, but bottom line is, yeah, a case of takfai, yeah, with the two shnayim v'achas and batalis, and one of them is taikef, and it's a shasak v'achak tzavach. According to Rav Hamnuna, the halacha will be ein motzin, and it wouldn't be mikach safek. That is what he will pasken.
It's Amosim because he's a muktzik.
Because he's a muktzik, okay, but Lamaisa.
Isn't that what we see? Yes, that's what he says. He's saying, Imtim Tzilomar, Amosim Asamiyada. What's.
Not Imtim Tzilomar. He is Mochiach that we do say Amosim in such a case.
From the Mishnah, from this Mishnah. Okay.
Rav Hamnuna would have brought a riot from this Mishnah. Yeah, right. Amosim.
Right. He doesn't have Abzera Safek of Motzi or Emotzi.
He holds Emotzi. Because he has a rhyme from this Mishnah.
Right.
Rav Hamnuna learns this Mishnah, that this Mishnah holds Emotzi. And this Mishnah also holds, but he was skipping that step. He wasn't just got right. In other words, he has a rhyme from this Mishnah that Emotzi. And he also has a rhyme to the second thing that you had a Shaida, what's the din? If my mother Emotzi, is there a problem of Hekdish? Is there a chisaron of Ein B'Shuso? They say, listen, this Mishnah holds Ein Motzim, and it doesn't have a problem of Ein B'Shuso. So he's poshed, yes, pashas, he's poshed both shaitas at the same time.
Right, just going back about, but there's no way to say that maybe there's a split between the Hekdish and the Shnayim Mechsim, when it comes to Talos, maybe there's a koyach that's higher in the hektish part. Then maybe Rav Hamnuna say this is valid for a shasak v'achak tzavach in the hektish world, but not. Rav Zera still has a shayla. I wasn't sure if Rebbe holds that it's automatic.
I don't understand. I'm sorry.
Would we say that if Rav Hamnuna, yes, he'll buy the shayla shasak v'achak tzavach got to be hektish because we see from the Mishnah that there's a din that the Kohen has some kind of power when it comes to Hekdish. That line. But Rav Zera, no, Rav Zera's Shiloh is a different Shiloh. It's a different level. It was before Rav Sandy Gold was saying that, no, it's going to, Rebbe's holding that it's going to follow. If I answer this Shiloh about Legabe Hekdish, I answer the Shiloh Shnayim Mersin, Rav Zera's, Rav Hanunu would say Rav Zeira doesn't have a shayla altogether. Or no, Rav Zeira would say about to be whole like this milchsek when it comes to hektish, but not when it comes to regular towels, no hektish. That's a different story.
Okay, I don't know. Not really relevant to me, but it's okay. Pashas is like Sandy said, is that Rav Hanunu is reading this Tana that he has talked for Emil Tzimiyado. Well, why should we make splits? You know, okay, that the pashas.
Well, Reb Zeira, that's a split of Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira either holds a Rabba or holds a Nun. That means that comes out, right?
Okay, I don't know. Okay. Reb Zeira, I don't know what his suffix was. I don't know. But but that pashas shot is, so if Rav Hanunu learns this price holds talk for aim, we'll see him. That means he's taking one side of there is a boy. Okay. But anyway, but the way we just said it, just to say that just one Nakuda that we said yesterday, that we saw from Rashi, we're saying basically two Kedushim we see from Rashi. One Kedush we see from Rashi is that Rav Hanunu holds that even by Sapek Bechor, there's a problem of Eina B'Shusa. Therefore, it's very, very simple what derived from Sapek Bechor is, because if Sapek Bechor doesn't have the problem of Eina B'Shusa, so here also we don't have the problem of Eina B'Shusa. Finish. The second thing is, why is it totally odd talk for Emil Simo Samiyado? Because the underlying principle of talk for Motsiyim or Emil Simo is who's considered the Muxik. Now everyone agrees that the Israel is a Muxik when he's holding it, but does the Israel have such a strong Muxik that he's considered a Muxik even after he's holding it? Which it defines how strong is the Israel's Muxik. According to Rabba, the Israel's muksik is so strong that it even continues after he stops holding it. So that's like a super muksik. And he's a little Ezra, what kind of what that means. But the end, Rav Hanunu holds Israel muksik is only a muksik because Mani's holding it. So that makes it into a weaker muksik. Okay, let's go further in the Gemara because we have to work out the next step in the Gemara and hopefully it will be a little clearer with this introduction. Okay, Amarei Rav Chanina to Rabba. Rav Chanina said to Rabba, Tana de Misayelo, I'm gonna bring a raya that you're right. In other words, there's a machlekes. There came out to be a few different machlekes between Rabba and Rav Hanunu. One machlekes was whether Tukfa Koyim will see him or Aim will see him. And the second machlekes, whether Kedusha B'Amiyana Hoshayni. So the Chayra, he's relating to the first machlekes. She says, Tana de Messiah. A Sveik is because in the deer is Asher. The halacha is, the Sveik is can be included. And if a Sveik comes out, we don't care. You give that Sveik to the Kohen. In other words, you have a suffix animal. Now you count one out of 10 animals, you give it to the Kohen. So you take the suffix animal and he's counted. And if that comes out to be a 10th animal, you give it to the Kohen. And you pop through all the other animals with that animal. If you're going to say Tukfa Koyim, Eimel Simo Somiyada, which again, according to Rashi, means only when there's a Shasav HaKatzavah. So Amai Nichlas in the Deer. Now, the Nichlas in the Deer is by non-Shasav HaKatzavah. It's the same problem as we had before. That Amai Nichlas in the Deer, Nimsa Zeh Paiter Memaino, Vimemaino Shakai. Right? So it's basically, right, as he's saying that according to you, if you would hold like Rav Hanunu, then there should be a problem of Paiter Memaino Shekoi. And why is that true? Rav Hanunu only says Tukfa Koyim Emel Simo Samiyado when there's a Shasav Akakakzava.
That's only an indication. Yeah,
it means that the shaila of the mammon is not completely decided.
Okay, I agree with you. In other words, it's back to what we said yesterday, that the underpinning of the machlekes of Rav Hanunu and Rabba by Shasak Akak Savach is who's considered the muksik. And why is that machlekes Talian? It's Talian, like Shamir just said, was it paskind already? The rabbi holds that the Israel is considered the muktzik even when it goes out of his hands, because he feels that it's paskind and it's Israel's. And what does paskind to Israel's? So it's the Israel's, even when the Israel is not holding it anymore. Rav Amnuna holds that the Suffolk is still alive, even though the Israel is holding it, the Suffolk is still alive. So since the Suffolk is still alive, so therefore, if the Kohen grabs it, he's considered the Muktzik. Therefore, it's still Suffolk Mammon of the Kohen, and it's a problem of Paiter Memayna, Shemayna Shekohen. In other words, it's the same basic idea that we were saying yesterday, that really the Machlekes, Rav Amnuna and Rava, is not what they argue by the Sabek HaKtzava is dependent on who's considered the Muktzik, which, and I think I would say like Shamir said, which is probably dependent on whether the Shaila was paskind or not. So what they're really arguing about is, when the Israel is holding it, did we paskin it belongs to the Israel, or didn't we paskin? Rabba holds we paskin is Israel, therefore the Kohen is out. There's no suffix. It's totally 100% the minus shall Kohen. Therefore, even if the Kohen grabs it, it's just like you grab a Ghana, grab someone else's thing. The original bow is still the Muktzik. We paskin Vadai is the Israel's. And Rav Amnuna says, the Israel's holding does not paskin the Shaila. It's still in the realm of a suffix. Memeda, when the Kohen grabbed it, now he's a muktzik. And since it's still a suffix, it's played in the mind of a minus Shekohen.
Rebbe, what this is?
Okay, so that's very good. Others, it's a nice machlekes. Probably a very, very, I mean, I have to know what the svar is, but the way we're setting it up is the machlekes is a Shaila. When a person has a muktzik, and you have and does that muktzik paskin the shaila that the shaila is over, finished, done with, or it doesn't paskin the shaila, right? Probably like might ain't a chinami, might have a shaila if you're taking a marionisha, maybe it would have that ramification of that. I don't know.
But should it would seem to come out that way, because the Gemara is saying that despite the again, before there's a before shh, guys, please, before there's a shasik bacher ka. Right, the Yisrael's entitled to it entirely. I mean, the Kohen yes. Have
and yet right it's still a point of Amnuna is played them in mind of Amnuna Shekohen.
Right, so that would seem to indicate who it did. You couldn't make Kaddishin. I mean, this would seem to be poshit that Shaila.
Okay, in other words, it would seem pashas that other the Kohen of Amnuna, even though the Yisrael's holding it, and even though the Yisrael's can get subsacked in Muktzik, but it's still called Amnuna Shekohen. Why, you know, because it's a simon, not a sibo, that the fact that if the Kohen grabs it, he gets it, when a shazav akaksava is a simon, that even without any grabbing and without shazav tava, it's still partially memino shokohen, right? That's how we're doing. It's not a, obviously it's not a sibo, because why the din of what happens when there's a shikin oda shouldn't have effect on when there's no sibo oda, but it's a simon. It's a simon. The Rav Hamnuna's din by Shazak Haksavak is a simon, what he holds even before the Shazak Haksavak. Okay, let's read Rashi. So this actually works out. And what we believe it or not, the Gemara actually works out. According to Rashi. Let's see Rashi. The Messiah. In other words, Rashi is a very nice Rashi, because Rav Hamnuna has really two totally different dinim. Rav Hamnuna and Rav are arguing on two different points. They're arguing whether Tokfa Koi Motsim or Emotsim, and they're arguing on whether Kedusha Bomiyana Hashaimi. So, And Rabba really, you know, his main words were shiny, the Tusha Bomiyana Hashaini. So the simple reading of the Gemara would have sounded like that he's nesayin of the kedusha b'amir hashayni. That sounds like the main chiddush that Rabbi was making. Rabbi, you know, so Rashi's saying no, he's not bringing a nesayin of the kedusha b'amir. We're not talking anything about kedusha b'amir. That kedusha b'amir is discussing isur giza v'avoda, and we're discussing the mamonis. He's just discussing the whether in takva koim motziim yado or ein motziim yado, right? So that
doesn't Rashi, it come from the word hamotzim b'chav araya, right? That was the b'tanim hamotzim b'chav araya, and the Rashi said to us that maybe it's not a muna or stam that the lashon hamotzim b'chav araya is both ways.
That was in Rav Hamnuna, not in Rav.
So they don't know that there's a machlek on how to read the words. They don't know how to read the word. Which, so what's the first step here?
I don't know. Wait, but that's what comes out. Rav Hamnuna learns that it depends if the Kohen grabs it, he's a muktzik. In the case of Shasar Bakak Savat, and Rabba holds there's no case that the Kohen is considered the muktzik. Kohen is never, ever, 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 ever a muktzik. No, you'll never have a case according to Rabba. Because even by Shazav Akar Gatsava, the Kohen is not a muksik. So he
Rashi said, Pasal Kadaitach, Rabbi.
That's Rav Nuna.
That's Rav Hamnuna's Kasal Kadaitach? Or where Kasal Kadaitach?
Okay, Rav Hamnuna, he thinks that's the way to come, but Rabba is going to disagree. That's why Kasal Kadaitach. Rav Hamnuna, he's bringing the Rai and the Gemara. That's called Kasal Kadaitach. Because Rabba
just goes on the way we understand it.
Okay, but I think he means Rav Hamnuna. I mean, we don't have any opinion. Who we? We're not in the Gemara. The Rav Hamnuna who brought the Raya, he thought this way, and Rabba told him that. So maybe once Rabba told him, I don't know. Maybe he agrees. I don't know.
I'm saying once you hold that's mashma both ways, and you're always stuck. You can't move from that. But if the words the mashma mean both, okay, then you can never go to Rabba.
Rabba disagrees. Rabba disagrees with that. Okay, let me go by it. So again, Hasvekas, the common before is the Suffolk pigeon Petr Chamor. It's talking about a Suffolk pigeon Petr Chamor. Yeah, the Suffolk pigeon Petr Chamor. What does that mean? That you had a Suffolk, whether this is a pigeon of a Petr Chamor. In other words, you had a Petr Chamor. You had a suffek whether it was obligated in pigeon Petr Chamor. And you put a tle la fuke the iser. So now the suffek of the Petr Chamor is on the tle. And he keeps the tleh. In other words, even though he went ahead and he used the tleh to be paid there, the Petr Chamor, to take off the iser and the pigeon Petr Chamor, the tleh he keeps himself. In other words, the suffix
on the Chamor.
Well, on the tleh, in other words, there was a pigeon Petr Chamor. Petr Chamor, if you're not paid there, it's probably Usher. So in order to get the Isser off, you were paid it.
But it's now
it's because it's something, right? But now it's only a shine and mominus. Whereas before you were paid it, and you had the shine on the Petr Chamor, the shine of Isser. Because a Petr Chamor that's not Nifta is Usher, probably. So you went ahead and you were paid it. But and now it's a shine and mominus.
You have to chop off its head.
Of the what? Of the Petr Chamor.
If you don't play it, you have to chop off its head. Right. So if it's a Suffolk,
it's a Suffolk Isser. So Suffolk Isser, we would say Suffolk Deraisa the Chumra. So what the guy does is he does the pigeon. So now there's no longer a Suffolk on the Chamor. The only Suffolk's on the Tleh. But the Suffolk on the Tleh is not a Suffolk Isser at the Suffolk moment. So what the guy asked smart was, and when it was a suffix on Isser, we say suffix deraisa the chumra. When it's a suffix on mamin, we say amazgo ve'ev haraya. So he went ahead and he, by being paid on the pigeon Petr Chamor, So he created a Safek Mamin. Safek Mamin, he keeps. Right, so that's the case. So that the Rashi said.
Rabbi Metzias today, my uncle Zuchan Rocha used to work in Ashkach and Eretz Yisrael. They take Meiser, for example, on everything. But Meiser is something which only Midin Mamonis goes to the Levi, but no one can prove that he's a Levi. So they take the Meiser, so therefore it takes off the Isser, but then it will be up to the individual Levi to prove that he's a Levi, et cetera. So therefore they don't have to give it to the Levi. They just separate it, but they're not, they don't give it.
So the exact same thing is over here. There's an Isser of Tavo if you don't take Meiser. So by taking Meiser, you take off the Isser of Tavo, but you're left with a Shayat of Mamon. Inside of Mamin.
And no Levi today can prove that he's a Levi. That's
Mamin. We say I'm a Varaya. So that's
the Levi grabs it.
Okay.
I guess it could happen theoretically today, but that's it seems what they do in Contras and Eretz Yisrael.
Okay, yes. So that so the same thing is here. That we have a Safek pigeon Petr Hamor. I don't really like the word pigeon. It's really a Safek Petr Hamor. You have a Safek pigeon. I don't like the really the word pigeon is not. So you have a Safek pigeon Petr Hamor.
Why is it not pigeon Petr Hamor? It's like pigeon Haben.
Well, you had a Safek Petr Hamor, and you were mafresh and upset. You started out with a Safek Petr Hamor, dim mafresh alav. You were mafresh on it. So what were you mafresh on? You're mafresh on the Petr Hamor. You were mafresh on the pigeon, because the pigeon is already the tzeh. So I think, if I got it right.
Got it, yeah.
So it's really, it's Safek Pidyon Petr Hamor, that's the, like the, when you discuss the case in totality, but the original Safek is on the Petr Hamor. And then you were Mavish of Tzneh, you were Mavish of Tzneh on the Petr Hamor, Lafuka Yisrael. So now there's no Isser on the Petr Hamor anymore. But now there's a shayla of mamin on the tzeh. So who on the last one? You keep it. Shane certainly not a kohen. Shemot kaveh raya. So now, pigeon Petr Hamor bar asirihu. Now you're doing pigeon Petr Hamor. Pigeon Petr Hamor. Bar Asirihu. What does this mean?
That Tleh itself still is a suffix of a pigeon Petr Hamor, right? So now that, if it was a Vade, it would have to go to the Kayan, but now it's a suffix, he's able to keep it. So now he has all these Tleim that he has to take off Meiser. If he has 10 of these, right, he would have to take off Meiser because these Tlehs are Chayiv and Meiser. So he has to Meiser of these Safek Pidyon Petr Hamors.
Okay, I don't know. Pidyon Petr Hamor, Bar Asirihi, who? Im Yesh Le Kohen, Yud Pidre Hamorim, Shenaf Alo Mi Beis Avi Imo Yisrael, Kohen has Pidre Hamorim, that the God from Israel, Ma'afresh Aleihem Asara, Shin, U'maestra and Vehem Shalom. I'm afraid I lost it. Okay. I lost it. Hilgo Tzavek Binyan Betzach Amor B'yad Israel, Nichnas Lidirim Shar Tzaloim Shalom, this Asher, Im Nafkin Me'asiri Butter. I understand this animal belongs to the Israel. So he's talking about the Kohen. I just lost.
I don't know.
It sounds like he's talking about he got it from his maternal grandfather who was in Israel.
Yeah, I know, but why are we making why did that happen? Pigeon Petr Hamor Bar Asuri Hu. Pigeon Petr Hamor Bar Asuri Hu. Im Yesh Le Kohen Yud Pitre Hamorim. Israel has 10 Pitre Hamorim. If he has 10 Pitre Hamorim that he got from Israel, Mavish Aleim Asara Shin Uma Asra and the Haim Shalom. So he, the Kohen, Yesha Kohen Yud Pitre Chamorim, if he has to give Meiser, Meiser is Meisrin, the Haim Shalom.
He has to, again, there's no, if it's born by him, he doesn't have to do any Meiser, any Meiser. It's a Kohen, but he has a Petach Chamor, he has no Chiyev. So it has to be born by his grandfather, or whatever his mother, his mother's father, and now he has a chiyah from that Yisrael to take off. Right?
He takes it and he keeps it for himself because right. He's going.
Going yud pitre chamorim shenafnami beis avi imo Yisrael. So ma'afr shalem asara shayin ma'aser shalom. So the Kohen is ma'aser. So now, Hilgot Sabek Pidgin Betzer Chamor, Beyond Yisrael, this is just, we're changing the case. Now it's Beyond Yisrael. A minute ago it was Beyond the Kohen. Niknis the deer, Imshar Shalom Shalotis Asher.
Awesome.
I don't know why he's going to change, why he jumps from one case to, I just get confused. Why
in the case where the Kohen came from his maternal grandfather Yisrael, yes. So if it really was a Petach Chamor, then he should have gotten it as a Kohen, and therefore it was a Matnas Kahuna, and therefore never not Maish was on it. But if it really was supposed to belong to his grandfather, he just gave it to him as grandson, like as a Yerusha, it sounds like, basically. So then in that case, they really should have, his grandfather would have had a Chiyuv Maiser on it, and therefore the Kohen would have had to, will have to give Maiser on it, because it really is not a Matnas Kahuna, it really was just a Yerusha from Yisrael.
Yeah.
So that's why in that case, there would have to be Maiser given on it. Now, why he doesn't have to give the Maiser away, I'm not sure, maybe it's because it's a Suffolk only.
What are we bringing that in for? Like, who cares?
I don't know.
Why is that relevant?
It just seems to be what he's describing. Okay. Why bringing it in? I don't know.
The Suffolk because in the deer means that the Yisrael's mixed at the deer. I have to go home. You know, I feel I'm sorry. You're not supposed to learn without preparing. I guess I was over on that rule. So the Savak Nipas Adir is that the Yisrael is Maknesset for the deer. For some reason, he brings in what happens by the Kohen. Why does he do that? I don't know why he confuses us to tell us, you know, like he goes off what happens if a Kohen has it. And yes, the Kohen, you bitre chamorin.
I mean, he seems to be trying to mochiach the fact that it's a bari suri. Now, I'm not clear what...
It's chayav in my...
It seems like for some reason this seer demonstrates the fact that it's a bar isuri. Now, I don't have...
Why are they just saying that by Yisrael is a bar meiser?
No, but in the case of the Kohen, he can be mafresh the 10th one as meiser and then keep it. Because now the burden, he can say, really, it's a bar, really, it's
I heard you. You're right. I got you. I just don't know why he's bringing that in. I'm just confused in Rashi's purpose.
The case is
that the Yisrael has it. The case of Sveikas Niklas as a deer is that it's the closer to the deer of the Yisrael, not the deer of the Kohen.
But again, theoretically,
and that the Shaila is that the Yisrael is Poiter Memaino, but Memaino Shokohen. So I don't know why Rashi, in his explanation, went off on a tangent that what happens if the Kohen has 10 Pitre Kamor in it.
Because there is no Chiyuv then. Maybe you should have a Chiyuv.
Why is that relevant?
How do we know it's a Chiyuv in the first place? Because maybe if the Kohen has a Chalik in it, he wouldn't even be Chayiv. Because you don't, like you have Shittus with a Kohen, you know, that pot is the whole thing. You shouldn't have a din where you are chayiv and meiser at all. Once it's a tzad, it's a Kohen. But we see even the Kohen himself has to take it off when he has it as Yerusha.
And if
then you could, then it couldn't then it be Bar Asiri. Right, you couldn't be Bar Asiri. Meaning the fact, it, theoretically, it's something that.
Oh, you mean he doesn't have 11 animals. He only has 10 animals. Okay, maybe that's the shot. In other words, I was thinking he had 11 animals. So he definitely, I was thinking that he has 11 animals, and he therefore, the Israel is definitely Chayav Meiser. And now he's using this suffix as a one to be Mechayav the Meiser. So you're right, now I understand, I hear you, you're very, just saying good. Because we're not talking about that the Israel has 11 animals, the Israel only has 10 animals. So Rashi is bothered by a problem. Why are you telling me that he's put, there's an issue of that according to Rav Hamnuna, since he only has 10 animals, so in Mimanashach it works. If this is his animals, we have 10 animals, so he's played them in Mimanashach with his own moment. Anamai, it's the moment of Kohen, so then he only has 9 animals, and 9 animals, he's not Chayav and Meiser. So what's the problem here? Teretz is, even if it's the moment of the Kohen, for the to create the Chiyav Meiser, it creates a Chiyav Meiser. So this animal, Vadai, goes into the Cheshbon of creating the Chiyav Meiser of counting to 10. But the Pater, there's a problem of Paita Mamayna Bimayna Shekai. So he Rashi had to go off on a tangent to tell us that this animal goes into the counting of 10. Because otherwise, if the animal doesn't go into the counting of 10, you would say that your Mimanashach, it works. Right? In other words, if Louis saw an animal of the Kayang that Israel gets from the Kayang, whatever, you know, that the
Kayang. Isn't that the Gemara's next step? Huh?
What?
Isn't that the Gemara's next step? The Mimanashach?
Okay, we didn't agree to yet, yeah, but let's see. Well, that's what Rashi is saying, I think. So let's keep on reading the Gemara. So that's his raya. So his raya is that you see, since it, obviously it can't be put to Mimino, the Mimino Shokoing. So it's a raya that it must be that this animal totally belongs to the Israel. Totally belongs to Israel means Takfa Koing, Motsim Yado. Okay. That's Rav Hanina's raya.
There's no kedusha b'me'ela here, right?
We're not talking about kedusha b'me'ela. There's nothing to do with kedusha here. It's talking about this is a mamonistic shayla. Here, there's nothing to do with it's a kedusha b'avayda. This is a shayla whether you can be paiter. It's all mamonist. It's a shayla about you being paiter m'mayna m'mayna shakala. Paiter m'mayna shakala is to tell us on whether or not it's a suffix that it might belong to the kohen.
Wait, really? Lahora can't be pure mamonis because if it would be pure mamonis, then Lahora it should poter because it's so prior to there being a shasik, it's absolutely the Yisrael has the absolute right to it. I mean, there's no question as to whether the Yisrael has
it. No, because Kozman, the even though the Yisrael wins as muksik, according to Rav Hamnuna, the Israel wins out Mutzik, but it's not really Paskin's, it's his. Like you said, it could be that you could be Mekash and Isha. So it's Israel's Mammon, but it's not 100%. We're not sure it's Israel's Mammon.
That's only as far as Isser, though.
Therefore, the Gabi, there's then a Poitim and Mind of Amana shall call. And it's also, you can't take something, you can't use something which is not 100% yours. And use it to be put in my mind of Shekoi. That's what it seems.
In Pashto, there's a chiyav to Mekayim, the chiyav Meiser, and you can't be suffic be Mekayim it with this because it may be the Mamon Shekoi.
Right. Okay, let's continue the Gemara. Because as long as we're making a laying on the Gemara, So the he's not good. I think I'll talk about playing with the other. I'm hiding us in a deer, and if the point of my emotion going, so he's bringing a raya, nothing to do with Dusha Bomi at all. He's bringing a raya that talked about Motsim, that Motsim also the other, that it's 100% the minor show Israel. I'm gonna buy a Emisham Hodo to sign the mar. Okay, my skin that I'll never hear Tisha the who. Dimanasha, I bar to you, Shabrika Master. Be la bar to you, Tisha la bar a serenino. Okay, and then other I'm gonna buy a la bar milky, the army needs to take a la bar a serenino. Okay, so what the who said Chaim? That is what the Gemara is saying later. But Rashi is skipping to the end, right? Rashi skips to the end. That the end comes out that a Sveika is a Bari Suri. That's what Rashi was explaining. That we're talking about the Sveika is a Bari Suri. So Rashi is working with the end that you only have 10 animals. Okay, but that's before we get to this whole confusion. So it comes out, and let's just go back to our master Chesron.
Why is Rashi not going on Dibra Maskil in the end?
Okay, but the end is the same as the beginning. It's begad at the end, is begad at the beginning. So,
the end comes out there was exactly 10?
Yes. And Rashi. And
earlier on, Abaya thought there was actually more than 10?
I don't know. Rashi's explaining in the beginning also exactly more than 10. You know, so
what's Abaya saying?
Abaya is saying that it's exactly 10 and you have a Mimanasha. And the Gemara before, where Rashi seems to be learning it, the Gemara before agreed to what when Abaya says, I'm Milsi. You know, there's that the Gemara, there's not 3 days, only 2 days. It's not like there was an original day, and then Abaya, and then Lav Milsa. The Abaya, Lav Milsa is what the Gemara held in the beginning. So they always knew it was exactly 10, but they're debating whether the Safek counts to make for the Chiyuv. Okay, anyway, but that's
if there's exactly 10 and there's no Chiyuv without the Safek.
There's exactly 10, then there's only a Chiyuv with the Safek.
Right, only with the Safek, so Mela. That's what Abaya is saying, no?
Abaya thought that the suffix doesn't make for the chiyuv. So Abaya thought that therefore your pater, the mimanasha.
Mimanasha chibacha. Either you only have 9, and therefore your pater.
Right.
Or it's your mama.
Because this is not, in other words, we have a shida. Is this the You Abaya said you can't be paid to mind of a minor shakali.
If it's a mammon kohen, I don't have a chiyuv. And if I have a chiyuv, it's because it's my mammon.
Right. So it's mimanashach. It's mimanashach.
So then I tell the kohen and the levy to fight it out?
I know. Okay, let me leave Abaya for the time being. If you don't mind, let me just get back to our sugya first, we have enough complications. So basically what it comes out is as follows, is a very, very interesting, is that Rav Hamnuna holds, Rav Hamnuna holds from this Bryce holds, Mosel of Evaraya means Takfal Kohen Amos Emo Somiado. Amos Emo Somiado is only by Shasak Bakar Kaksava. But what that does is it makes two halachas even by without a Shasak, without a Takafa, without anything, even when it's beyond Yisrael. Right? The din that Shasak Bakar Kaksava, that Amos Emo Somiado, Rav Hamnuna has two ramifications. One of the two ramifications, one is that when the Yisrael has it, it's also Begiza Vavaida. And two, that when the Yisrael has it, the Yisrael is not allowed to use it to pater his Meiser. because he's being played there, Mamina, but Mamina Shikoi, which means that it's the same under all three dinim are all have shear one common underpinnings. Does the Kohen have any quasi shaila that he might have bidus here? If the Kohen has bidus, so then when he's tokef, he becomes a muksik. If the Kohen might have bidus, so then he gets an iser gizav avaida, not called enav reshuso, because there's some shaykes to the Kohen. It's still a suffix, it might be his. If the Kohen has some kind of suffix, so then it's plaitim emaida, and emaida shir Kohen. So all three are on the same point. Rabba holds that it's paskin that belongs to the Israel. Since it's paskin that belongs to the Israel, so you don't have all three. You don't have that the Kohen grabs it, he loses it because it's the Cheskes Israel, because we're very paskin to be the Israel. Rabba holds that that if you needed, it would be considered Einav Reshuso. If Lo Yitzor, you needed a requirement of Einav Reshuso, it would be considered Einav Reshuso because it's Paskin, that's totally the Israel's. Except at this time, there's a side point, there's no requirement of Einav Reshuso because it's Kedusha B'Me'Avel. And there's no problem of Paitim Amayna, the Amayna Shal Kohen, because again, it's totally not the Kohen's. So there are three dinim. That's what comes out in the Gemara.
This explains to us
that are all totally zabizah. One by Shazak Rakak Savach, and the other two not by when it's beyond Yisrael, and there was no Shtofa, no Tofas, and no Shtika, and no nothing. Yeah.
Let's answer our question of Omid Aleph of the Imtim Salam of Hakdisha Lo Takva.
You're asking me two hard questions. I don't get it.
Answer our original question of the Imtim Salam of Hakdisha Lo Takva.
The original question was predicated on the original question was predicated on the problem of Einav Reshuso. So since Rav Hamnuna holds that there should be a problem of Einav Reshuso here, and yet there's not, so that tells him it's not direct, it's indirect. According to Rav Hamnuna, the fact is that the Kohen has some bias, but that go ahead and takes away. That takes away. You see from the Brisa that when the Kohen has some bias, it's even though he's not holding it, there's no concern of Einav Reshuso. So
okay, that's and the case. And the case of the Masusa is so just
a Kavachomer. It's a Kavachomer. Madoch in the case of Bechor, where the Israel's holding it. There's no problem of Einav Reshuso because the Kohen has some theoretical right that he's still partially, he might be the owner, and that makes that it's not called Einav Reshuso. So Kavachomer, Ben Benosho Kavachomer, when no one's holding it, that there's no problem of Einav Reshuso.
So even though there's no case there
I think there's a little bit of a problem here because again we're being poshet that takva coin motzian or somiyado, correct? I'm talking about this at the lamaskana. We're going to be poshet from this sveikas nichnas ledayer that motzian or somiyado, correct?
According to Rabbi Chanina.
That's the Gemara comes out. So then it comes out that the which is talking about Shasik Barakach Tzavak, correct?
We're coming out, one second. We're coming out that Tzvekas that goes in the Dearness Asher, who's talked about Kohen, is totally
the Samiyado, even by Shasik Barakach
Tzavak. Yes.
Even by Shut, so then it comes out that this Brisa could have been brought to be poshet our original Shaila in the Gemara, the original Shaila, the original.
Okay, fine. That's the simple meaning of the Gemara.
Hashem shot in the Gemara is the intim salomer. There's not that original intim salomer is never proven.
Because since the Hashem shot the Rabbi Chanina, the reading of the Gemara is that Rabba and Rav Chanina were arguing whether to talk about going Motsim or Amotsim, which is the Shaila before. And Rav Chanina said, Tana de Messiah, and Rashi says, he's bringing a Messiah up to the din of Tarkvah Emot Simo Sombiyad. That's what Rashi says. You know, maybe other people disagree. But Rashi says he's bringing a Raya to the din, the Messiah up in Tarkvah Emot Simiyad. So then we're Poshet the original boy. Yes, that's what comes out, according to Rashi.
So Chanina is supporting Rav Nuna, who's answering that the Hekadesh Mekadeshes.
Chanina is supporting Rabba.
Rabba? So the Kadesh is not Mekadeshes.
Chanina is supporting Rabba.
Again, that's
no Raya. Right? He's saying it's no Raya. In other words, Rav Chanina is supporting Rabba that the Kohen, Tarkvah Kohen Motsim Al Samiyad. Once you say Tarkvah Kohen Motsim Al Samiyad, so you can't learn Rav Chanina's shot in Sabek Bechor, because it's a Shaila. Should have been, why does he get an Isser Giza Vavayda? It's Motsim Al Samiyado. Obviously, Motsim Al Samiyado, it's Eino Breshuso. Teretz is, you have to say that Kedusha Bomi Alel Shaini. So, but by, what would be the din by Besusa according to Rabba would be a Sabek? We don't know. Because there is no one holding it, so we have no raya. It would be not,
and Davavim and Aleph.
It's Rabba holds that talk for Kawe Motsim or somebody else,
but so that means Kadesh ain't a Kadeshes. So that means Kadesh ain't a Kadeshes.
Oh, it's a Safay. One second, when you talk about Motsim or somebody else,
so then Kadesh below talk for ain't a Kadeshes.
If it's Tarkva going about Sima Samiyado, so then Sam, there will be no boy. Okay, maybe, yes. Okay, so Tuka, if you keep the Cheshbon.
Can Rabbi just repeat again the three things that are affected by the.
Yeah, we have like this the Machlaikas, Rav Hanuna, and Rabba, whether Tarkva going about Sima or Amotsim. That's a machlokes by Shasa Bakakak Savach, and it revolves on is how strong of a tfisa the Israel has. That does Israel's tfisa continue even after it leaves his reshus? That same Shaila has ramifications when the Israel's totally holding it, whether it would have an Isser Giza Vavayda, assuming Giza Vavayda is also has a problem of Eina Breshuso, which is what Rav Hamnuna thought. So according to Rav Hamnuna, the Gila Vavayda has a problem of Eina Breshuso, so it would be totally on the same Shaila. And the third thing that's totally, what Rav Chanina says, of Poyter Memayna, Memayna Shokoen, that since, if you're going to say that the Kohen that's not totally paskin yet, that belongs to the Israel. And therefore, when the Kohen grabs it, he gets it. Then even before the Kohen grabs it, there's a certain side that he has mamin. So it's a certain side that he has mamin. So then it's paitim mamin of shemayna shay Yisrael. So there are three things that are linked together.
What?
The Kohen grabs it, whether the Kohen gets it. Two is whether there's an Issa Giza Vavayda when the Kohen doesn't grab it. And three is it Safek Memayna Shokoen that there's a din that you can't be put in Memayna, but Memayna Shokoen when the Kohen, when it's with Rishus Yisrael. So the two Navkaminas are when it's Rishus Yisrael. And the third third Navkamina, which is what the first one ever, is when there's just in the Kayak. But they're all totally on one common denominator. And that is whether the Israel has a total muksik, which means that we pass in, if you have a way, Shavir said it, that's the way I said it also to be here, so I like that way, is that whether it was passed in then it totally belongs to Israel. Does the muktzik of the Israel make a total psak that it belongs to Israel?
That's so according to Rabbah, it paskins that it belongs to him, but it's still usher begiza by avayda because of it wouldn't be a problem of paitzman and marishal koyin.
Yes, high like that. We got it.
Rebbe, this doesn't sound extremely problematic to Rebbe that the maskana of our Gemara is that really the halacha is it we blew it entirely on Amud Aleph and really the halacha is motzin miyado. That just sounds.
I don't think it sounds so wild. I don't think so. I think if you read the Gemara, that's where the Gemara is mashed that way.
That's before Rashi shatik achach salach. The Gemara is certainly not.
Okay, when Rashi throws in it, shatavah.
I know, but that would seem to indicate this might be a different shasuk v'achachach savach.
Okay. That's what it sounds like to me. Okay, I don't keep you over time. Okay, so tomorrow, let's try and read over if we can continue with the Rabbah, with Abaya and Rabbaya's Chazara.
We're going to get the Rambam, based on what Rebbe says, we're going to get to the Rambam later, or?
I don't know. You want to get the Rambam is. I like to see this.
Maybe that Rosh Hashiva will get very upset if we don't get to the Rambam.
Okay, I like to do the gra here.
Rebbe went out of his way to say we pass in the Motzir Miyado, so I assume Rebbe's trying to set up the Rambam now.
Okay, we'll see. But let's first finish the Gemara. If we can finish the Gemara, we'll be good. I don't know. Okay, Yashikayach, everybody. Take good night.
Thank you.
Well.